USA Radio News.
We have a winner. Mega Millions confirmed that there is one soul-winning jackpot ticket that was sold in a Speedway convenience store in Des Plaines, Illinois, in this historic $1.28 billion drawing. This is the third time in the 20-year history of the American lottery game the big prize has reached the billion-dollar mark. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and the Russian Foreign Minister spoke by phone about a U.S. proposal to secure the release of WNBA star Brittney Griner and fellow jailed American Paul Whelan.
I urged Foreign Minister Lavrov to move forward with that proposal. I'm not going to characterize his response, and I can't give you an assessment of whether I think things are any more or less likely, but it was important that he hear directly from me on that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The city of Las Vegas has declared an emergency over its water supply after the Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire contaminated the river. The fire is the largest wildfire in New Mexico history. The city relies solely on the water from the river, which has been tainted with large amounts of fire-related debris and ash, according to city officials. The New Mexico mayor said in a tweet that $2.25 million in state funding has been made available to ensure residents receive access to safe drinking water. The House has voted to ban semi-automatic assault weapons as negotiation over police funding legislation continues. The bill now faces the Senate. The legislation would ban the sale, manufacture, transfer, or possession of semi-automatic assault weapons and large-capacity ammunition feeding devices. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A Massachusetts man accused of sending a bomb threat to Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who was running for governor, was arrested. James W. Clark made his first appearance in Boston federal court on Friday. The Justice Department confirmed that the 38-year-old was charged with one count of making a bomb threat, one count of perpetuating a bomb hoax, and one count of communicating an interstate threat. If convicted, Clark could face as many as 20 years in prison. A New York City hospital has successfully performed the first HIV-positive to HIV-positive heart transplant, paving the way for future HIV-positive organ transplants, according to a Montefiore Health System press release. The medical achievement comes nearly a decade after the HIV Organ Policy Equity Act allowed HIV-positive people to donate organs to save other HIV-positive patients. Russia will start the process of leaving the International Space Station program after 2024, but the exact timing has not been set. NASA and its partners hope to continue operating the 24-year-old International Space Station until 2030, and the Russian announcement has thrown that plan into doubt. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.